Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you again this morning, bringing to you the Word of God and hoping to be a blessing and a help to your heart today. And so good to be here. And I trust you're getting ready to go to church this morning, to be in the house of God again with God's people. And it's a good place to be. Amen. Good place to go. And on Sunday morning. And so I trust that you're doing that and getting ready to go to the house of God. I want to send it out to all the shut-ins. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart today and uplift to your heart. And especially wishing you a Merry Christmas. This will be the last broadcast before Christmas time, Christmas Day, when we celebrate the birth of our Savior. What a blessing it is to celebrate that birth. Jesus came. Amen. Jesus came. He came the first time, the fullness of time. God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem them that was under the law. And He came to do that, to redeem mankind. For God so loved the world, every man, woman, boy, and girl in this world is loved by Jesus. You say, preacher, you just don't know, you just don't realize how depraved and how sinful this world is. No, I don't, but God does. He knows exactly what's going on. Nothing has taken God by surprise. He knew it when He gave His Son. He knew the kind of people that He was giving His Son to die for and give them an opportunity to turn their hearts to His Son, get saved by the grace of God. That's mercy and that's grace, and that's what God showed through giving of His Son, the Lord Jesus. So I want to send out to all the shut-ins this morning. Hope it be a blessing to your heart. And you, if you're not a Christian, I trust that you will consider the Lord Jesus. Look unto Him, and He will save you. And He made an appeal to all the sinners. He said, come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He said, all ye. He's talking to you, friend. You that don't think you're deserving of salvation. He's talking to you. Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. That's a promise. That's a promise. If you come to Jesus and give your heart to Him, He'll give you a real spiritual rest in your soul. And you can go to sleep tonight and not be afraid that you're going to go to hell. What a joy it is to have that assurance of salvation. So if you're a sinner, you need the Lord today. Send out there all the shut-ins just to be a blessing to your heart this morning. And so we're going to be looking over in the book of Luke at the first chapter, going back to there today, getting ready for Christmas. And this next week is coming up. This is the first day of the week. And before this week's over, Christmas will be over. And then we'll just keep on looking for Jesus. Amen. Never got to meet Him, but I want to see Him one day. Going to see Him. Going to see Him. Amen. I'm assured in my heart that I'm going to see the Lord Jesus Christ. And so let's pray. Pray for each other this morning that God would touch help and touch hearts and meet needs today. Father, we want to thank You today for the Lord Jesus. Thank You for the gift that You gave. Before we even knew what love was, You showed love. And, Lord, You showed mercy when we needed mercy. I want to thank You for that. Father, I pray, God, that You touch hearts this morning, Radio Land, that needs help. Those that are unsaved, God, speak to them. those away from you, God drifted away, got indifferent about the things of God, not concerned about church. And I pray, God, that you would draw them to yourself this morning, sweet Holy Ghost. Don't let them rest till they find you. I pray, Lord, bless this broadcast today. Use it for the glory of God. May Jesus be the center of this broadcast. May he be the foremost one that we see today. May he be the one that shows mercy to some sinner today. Have your will and way. Everything you do, we'll praise you in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have a couple of songs this morning. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart today, be an uplift to you. And so you listen as they sing.
Is all through. His record stands in honor among the very best. He hears the master whisper, it's time for you to rest. A hero for Jesus is what I like to be. And fight battle against the enemy. When I get to heaven, there'll be a great reward. I'd like to be a hero in the service of the Lord. To show what he's been through. A shield of faith is armor, a Bible for a sword. My dad became a hero in the service of the Lord. A hero for Jesus is what I like to be. And when I get to heaven, there'll be a great reward. I'd like to be a hero in the service of the Lord. I'd like to be a hero in the service of the Lord.
Amen. I tell you, it's what we all ought to be, serving the Lord, and he'll sure enough reward us for it one of these days. But I'm telling you, just to go to heaven, just to be where Jesus is, it's going to be worth it all, and it's going to happen one day. It's going to happen real soon. The Lord's coming. Amen. Hope that was a blessing to you. Have one more this morning before we get into Luke chapter 1, and so you listen as they sing. Savior, oh my Savior, you. All right, the book of Luke chapter 1 this morning, Luke chapter 1, and just read just a few verses here. We've been trying to preach on getting ready for Christmas, and the Lord was getting things ready for the revelation of His Son, the Lord Jesus, that we might have life and have it more abundantly, and I'm glad the Lord is getting some things ready. As a matter of fact, before man ever thought about it, in the eons of eternity, God was getting things ready. We're going to look at some relevant things here. He was doing on earth for the time to reveal the birth of His Son and show us the sacrificial lamb that was promised that would come, the enmity that would bruise the head of Satan, the one that He gave for salvation to sinful men, the one that Simeon was going to hold in his arms and said, "Mine eyes have seen thy salvation, the glory of thy people Israel, the light to the Gentiles." And that's what he was looking for. He's getting things ready. And so I'm glad that he did. But in Luke chapter 1, we were talking about the last Sunday and, of course, how that he used the man of God. The angelic presence was there and he used a holy place. In Exodus chapter 31, God's holy place, and he was going to use a holy man. That was John the Baptist. And so that's a part of the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know that's after the birth. I know that is. But still, he was getting things ready, bringing him into the world about the same time, just a little ahead of the Lord Jesus, making preparations for the revelation of the Son of God to a sinful world. And the Bible said that in verses 76, "And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, and was in the desert until the day of his showing unto Israel." So God's getting ready for Christmas time. And I want to just look at these thoughts here for just a few minutes this morning in these verses that I've read. He was getting ready to reveal mercy to a sinful world. Getting ready to reveal mercy to a sinful world. The Bible said here in verses 76 and verses 77 rather, 78, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high has visited us. He said tender mercy of our God. He's getting ready to show the tender mercies of the God of heaven. Now, one thing we've got to admit this morning, God shows mercy to sinners. Not a one of us deserve what we have today. Not a one of us deserve the forgiveness of God because of our Adam's sinful nature. But I'm telling you, the mercy of God came on the scene, and we didn't get justice, we got mercy. And that's what the Lord was sending. It's about time to reveal, getting ready to reveal mercy. And when Jesus came on the scene there in that Bethlehem in the stable, born of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that was under the law. God was showing mercy to the sinners. I'm glad it's a revelation of mercy. There's no way that mercy and truth came by the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace is here because of Him. He's mercy and grace all mixed together. Forgiveness of sins. And that's what He was fixing to reveal was the mercy that He was going to show. Now, the things might have been looked at and talked about before, but He's going to show us mercy. When Jesus was going to come on the scene, God's getting ready to show us mercy, what real mercy is all about. And the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, that came to take our sins away. He's getting ready to do that there in verses 78. And also getting ready to reveal salvation in verses 77. The Bible said there to give knowledge of salvation unto His people by the remission of their sins. To give knowledge of salvation. And He's getting ready to give knowledge of salvation. I'm telling you, brother, we can know this thing about salvation is not a mystery. No, it's a reality. And the salvation is about ready to reveal that. It's all in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll not find, there's none of the name under heaven given among men whereby that they must be saved. That's in the precious, glorious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so He's getting ready to reveal the full salvation that's God going to give a world in sin. And they're getting ready for Christmas time. Praise God. After that day when that babe came in that manger. Amen. Born of a woman. Thank God a virgin womb brought forth the Son of God to a sinful world. And praise God for that this morning. And so there's a fact. And that it's going to reveal the mercy of God, going to reveal the salvation of God. And the Bible said there in verse 77, by the remission of their sins. Now listen, only God can do that. Only God can forgive sins. Amen. You and I can't forgive sins. We can't cleanse people of their sins. We cannot. I don't care what we do. We can't lay hands on them. We cannot wish away their sins. We can't do away with them. Only God can forgive sins. And Jesus proved that in His life here. He forgave the sins of those people that He came in contact with and said, thy sins be forgiven thee. God's about to reveal the salvation of God through the remission of sin. He's about to do away with the sins of this world through His sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. He became sin for us. He who knew no sin became sin for us that we might be made the righteous of God in Him. And so, listen, the salvation of God, the remission of sins about to be revealed in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God for that today. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that He can forgive sins? Listen, God's not holding any grudges today. No, sir, He's not holding grudges. He forgives sins, and God's about to reveal the forgiveness of sins to every man in this world, boy and girl, that will accept it. There's forgiveness. Amen. You've got to accept Him. You've got to accept the righteousness of God. You've got to accept the mercy and the grace of God. You've got to turn your heart. You've got to believe that He is and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And listen, friend, He comes to forgive us of our sins. That's about to be revealed in that stable there in Bethlehem of Judea as Mary was on her way there on that donkey, riding that donkey going to Bethlehem. I thank God. Listen, there was about to be a revelation take place. Forgiveness of sins is about to be shown to the whole world. And praise God. Listen, about to be revealed by God Himself. And when those angelic chorus began to sing there in the heavens to the shepherds, praise God. It happened. The remission of sin. The Lamb was here. Amen. The Lamb was here. Thank God. That's what God told Abraham. God will provide Himself a lamb. And listen, He provided Himself in the Lamb of the Lord Jesus Christ. God in the flesh. I took on Himself the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin He condemned sin in the flesh, that we might be made the righteous of God in Him. And praise God for that cleansing through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, listen, God was getting ready. He was getting ready to reveal salvation to a sinful world, to undeserving sinners. Listen, we ought to be in hell today, but the mercy and the grace of God forgave us of our sins. and blood that don't hold them against us any longer. Removed as far from us as the east is from the west. Listen, you go east, you can't find west. Amen. It's not that. Listen, that's that God removed. He not only does that, but he does away with our sins. Forgives our sins. When God forgives, he promptly forgets our sins. He don't hold it against us any longer. Our friend, you think you've done too hard of sin to get saved? No, there's no sin too evil to get saved by the grace of God. He came to forgive you of those sins. And for the remission of sins, the Lamb of God's about to be revealed from heaven. Amen. So there's about to be revealed, getting ready for Christmas. It reveals salvation to a sinful world. Little did the world know when Jesus came in that stable that day that the salvation of God was resting there in that manger, in that Bethlehem of Judea. Praise God. Behold, glad tidings. There's born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And that's what he came to do, to forgive us of our sins, to save us from our sins. Amen. I'm glad the salvation is real. This morning, salvation is real. So God was getting ready to do that. Thirdly, he's getting ready to reveal light to a sinful world. The Bible said, verses 79, listen, to give light to them that sit in darkness and the shadow of death. To guide our feet from the way of peace. I'm telling you, he came to bring light to a sin-darkened world. Oh, praise God for that this morning. Listen, getting ready to reveal that. That's what Jesus was going to do. That's what he came to do, to bring light. Thank God, light to a world that's reeked in darkness and brother blind as they could be. But Jesus came to bring light and to a sinful world. Reveal the light of the Lamb of God to this world today. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. And praise God, and he was. He shone brightly for 33 years in this old world and brother lived here sinless without any faults, had no sin whatsoever, had no sins, no faults at all in his life, and live that life. He came to bring light to a sin-darkened world today. The only way you can get out of darkness is by the Lord Jesus Christ. He is light, and you bring your heart to Jesus and let him have your heart. He'll give light to you that are lost without God today. And so he came to do that. And it's about to be revealed. And not only, you know what light does, what remission of sin does, brother, it brings peace. It brings the peace of God. He came ready to reveal the peace of God that passeth all understanding, that'll keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It's all about him today. Oh, yes, it's not about the gifts. It's not about the slaves. It's not about, my friend, the lights and the trees and all of that. That's not what it's all about. That's things that we do to celebrate. But I'm telling you, it's all about him, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God he came revealed to a sin-darkened world. The light of heaven came to reveal himself to a sinful world, to bring light in darkness. The truth of darkness is found in that verse here. The world is in darkness. Brother, they was in darkness and the world is in dark. But there's only one way to get to the light, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, that takes our sins away and gives us cleansing of our sins. Praise God. Listen, getting ready to reveal the peace of God. Do you have peace in your heart and life today? Are you celebrating Christmas without peace in your heart? If you're just celebrating, you're just giving gifts. And some folks celebrate Christmas by going to the liquor store and going to the beer keg and the wine cellar. Have they celebrate that? That's abomination in the sight of God. Have wine is a smoker, a strong drink is raging, whosoever disease thereby is not wise. Have that's not a way to celebrate the birth of our Savior. Have brothers celebrate it by going to the house of God and worshiping the Lord God of heaven. Amen. Ain't it good to be saved this morning? That's right. And so this thing is about to be revealed to a world that's reeking in sin. Have my friend that's wretched and poor and miserable and dark. dark and reeling with sin in their lives, the Lamb of God's about to be revealed to them. And the brother's shown that he's the one that can do that. Sure, he came as a babe, but he didn't stay a baby. Amen. He lived every phase of life that you and I live in. And brother lived it to its fullness without any sin whatsoever. And then went to that old rugged cross and died the sin dead on Calvary's cross, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. My friend, listen, are you saved today? Are you right with God this morning? Has your life right with Him? Are you going to go through Christmas time with that sin in your life today? And with those unconfessed sins, and with that rebellion against God? Are you going to go through at this Christmas time a rebellion against His church, against the church that Jesus Christ died for? Some of you would go to church to see a black snake ride a bicycle backwards. But I'm telling you, my friend, Jesus died for the church and gave Himself for it. He came to do that, to establish the church and set it in order that we might have a place to worship God in spirit and in truth. Isn't it good to be saved this morning? That's right. And so it's about to be revealed, getting ready for Christmas time. Now this coming Christmas, we're going to celebrate that birth of that Lamb that came into that manger in Bethlehem of Judea. We're going to set aside that day. It's a holy day. Praise God. Oh, yes, the day that He came. We celebrate that time that Jesus came into this world. Brother, listen, and it reveals to us the salvation of our God to sinful man. The mercy is shown, the peace is given, the remission of sins is exercised, and our sins are done away with through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's what it's all about this morning. Thank God, listen, getting ready for Christmas time. Are you getting ready to celebrate the real Christmas in your life today? Do you know the peace of God in your heart? Have you been forgiven of your sins? Are you become a child of God? Are you going to heaven when you die? Think about those things this morning. It's a real Savior born into a real world, a real God in the flesh, had lived and breathed and moved in this world for those years, and then went to the Calvary's cross and gave His life for our sins and shed His blood and was put in a grave, and brother died the death of the wicked, but He came out victorious over death and hell and the grave, and lives today seated at the right hand of His Father, making intercession for us. The revelation of the Son of God was going to be given when Jesus came into this world as a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes to undeserving sinners and save us by His grace. That's what it means to be saved this morning. Hey, getting ready for Christmas. Are you getting ready for it? Are you ready for Christmas time? To get up on Christmas morning and brother, remember and give honor and praise and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ for coming into a sinful a world like we are in today and redeem us from this world into heaven, and we're going there one day real soon. The Lamb of God's coming back. He's going to come back one more time to a sinful world, and brother carries home to be with Him. Just because God revealed Christmas time to a sinful world, thank God for that. Well, I see your time's gone this morning. God bless you. Have Merry Christmas to you, and have a good time in the Lord. May God bless you. Is our prayer. Amen.